Lord, this is the people that longs to see your face. That's the theme for today's Mass. It comes from the psalm, the responsorial psalm, and the refrain, which we sang repeatedly. Lord, this is the people that longs to see your face. You can see it on the cover of the song sheet. There's also a picture here in the song sheet of the fig tree that's not bearing any fruit. You can see that picture. We don't want to be like that. We want to see the Lord's face. So I want to reflect a little bit on this longing to see the Lord's face, and in contrast, the idea that, well, maybe we don't long to see his face. The difference between those who live according to the Spirit, as Paul says it, and those who live according to the flesh. This is the people that longs to see your face. Now, this is biblical language. Maybe we wouldn't all put it exactly like this, but we all know, or we should know, what this means. It means a deep desire to encounter God, to see his face. Well, God doesn't have a face in eternity, but it means to see him, to be with him, to encounter him, to have a personal communication with him. Maybe you can think of it the way we have to think about it now, the difference between virtual encounter and face-to-face or in-person encounter. I've heard of people who, they try to meet people online, dating apps or something like that, and they see or connect with someone that they are attracted to, and so they send text messages back and forth. And eventually, they say, well, let's meet face-to-face. Let's meet in person. This texting, it's not good enough. We long for something more. And I think that's something like what this verse says. We long for something more with God. We don't want a virtual encounter with God. We want a personal encounter with God. And this is a deep longing, a deep desire of the heart. So that's what this is referring to. Lord, this is the people that longs to see your face. We are the people who long to see your face. We are the people who want deeper relationship with you. We want communion with you. And that's why we come to a Mass like this. There's something, maybe we wouldn't put it in exactly these words, but there's something deep within us that moves us to seek God, because we're not satisfied with what we have so far. We want something more, something richer, something deeper. And God puts this desire in us so that we will seek him, so that we will follow him. It's a desire that will never be satisfied until we meet God face to face, what we call the beatific vision, when we see God as he is. Then we'll be satisfied. But until then, this longing moves us forward. Now, not everybody would agree with this. Not everyone belongs to the people that longs to see God's face. There are people who would say, at least, that they don't long to see the face of God. In fact, they don't want to hear anything about God. They think that religious language and concepts are burdensome and old-fashioned. So we say, this is the people, we are the people who long to see God's face. Well, other people would say, no, we don't belong to that category. We have two different categories of people, those who long to see the face of God and those who don't. Recently, I saw a little video clip of a woman. She was telling something about her journey. Now, I didn't see the whole interview, so I don't know exactly how it went. But in the part that I saw, she was describing her education and her years in the university, college days, and she was convinced at that age that it would be wrong to be submitted to anyone else's rules, anyone else's criteria for what the meaning of life was. She thought, no, this is something she should decide for herself. And so she followed the radical feminist ideology. Radical feminist. with the idea that no one can determine for her what the meaning of her life is, or who she is, or how she should live, or what's right and what's wrong. She decides all that for herself, and this is where she entered into adulthood, with the idea that she's the one who decides. Radical feminism. Oh, I don't know this woman, I don't know how old she was when she was having this idea. I remember when I was young, one of the slogans of the radical feminists was, a woman needs a man like a fish needs a bicycle. Did you ever hear that one? A woman needs a man like a fish needs a bicycle. It was a declaration of independence. We won't be submitted to any patriarchy or any demands, that we don't need anything or anyone, we decide for ourselves. So that's the mentality of this woman. But then in the clip that I saw, the video clip that I saw, she said, as she lived that way, she found it to be very burdensome. She thought it would be freeing, it would be exciting. She could decide for herself what's good and what her life is all about, but she found it very burdensome because everything fell back on her. She had to decide everything herself. There was no given to rely on or to follow. It was always on her. And every day became more and more burdensome. And then the other thing she said, and this is what surprised me, she said it was also very boring. It was boring because all she had was herself. I said, oh, here's a woman who's discovered a deeper longing. We can't satisfy our deepest longings just by focusing on ourselves or just by deciding for ourselves. So I don't know what happened to this woman. I'm assuming she discovered at least that she had to submit herself to some higher power, to God in some way. I don't know how religious she is, but she certainly discovered a deep longing that she could not satisfy by herself. Okay, that's what came to my mind. Now, I'm saying we are the people that longs to see the face of God, and that there are people who would claim they don't long to see the face of God because they think that idea or that mentality would be oppressive. I think that's something like what St. Paul is talking about in today's first reading, Romans chapter 8, where he speaks about the difference between those who live according to the flesh and those who live according to the Spirit. Those who live according to the flesh are concerned with the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit with the things of the Spirit. I think this applies to that woman's idea when she was in the mentality that everything depended on her, or that the meaning of life was dependent on her decision. That's living according to the flesh. She was limiting the horizon of her life to herself, her own flesh. St. Paul says, the concern of the flesh is death. Well, boredom is not as bad as death, but it's the same direction. That woman experienced boredom. There's no why bother living if this is all there is to it? But the concern of the Spirit is life and peace. The concern of the flesh is hostility toward God. It does not submit to the law of God, nor can it. Those who are in the flesh cannot please God. They don't even want to. They don't even want to admit that they belong to God. But you are not in the flesh. This is what St. Paul tells us. You are not in the flesh. You're in the Spirit. The Spirit dwells in you. See, we have not the narrow horizon of our own determination, our own flesh, or what we think is good or right. No, we have the broad horizon of God. And the Spirit of God dwells in us. This is what makes it possible for us to identify the deep longing to see the face of God. Lord, this is the people that longs to see your face. And that's a good longing to have, because then we break out of our selfishness and our narrowness, our self-glorification, our idea that we can satisfy ourselves with more possessions, or with more comforts, or more security, or more popularity, or more gadgets, or more videos, or more games, or more drugs, or whatever there is that might seem to be what we're longing for. No, we're not longing for any of those things as much as we're longing for God. And so none of those things will satisfy us. People who have tried it, and every temptation to sin is the temptation to try it. People who try to be satisfied with anything else will find themselves burdened, miserable, and bored. But those who open themselves to this deeper longing for God will find life exciting, worth living, worth persevering, because we're on a journey that has a vast and beautiful horizon. That's why the theme of this Jubilee year is such a beautiful one. What is it? Pilgrims of Hope. Pilgrims of Hope. Our journey is a beautiful journey. It's a hopeful journey. Yes, there's a lot of suffering. Yes, there are a lot of frustrations. There are problems. There's contradictions, corruption, sin, death. But none of that defeats the pilgrimage of hope. Because we're not longing simply to live forever here. We're not longing simply to fill ourselves here or solve all our problems here. We're longing to see God, to see Him face to face. This is the people that longs to see your face. So the idea I think we can take from this Mass, and this I think is the idea that St. Paul gives us in this reading, is that we are filled with the Spirit of God, and because of that, we have hope of seeing God, and everything that we do, day by day, moment by moment, is meant to be directing us toward God, to fulfilling that this deep longing. If the Spirit of the one who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, the one who raised Christ from the dead will give life to your mortal bodies also through His Spirit that dwells in you. Our deep longing for God, which is in us, meets the deep Spirit of God who dwells in us. And with that meeting of our spirit with God's Spirit, we find the fulfillment of our longing. So don't be satisfied with anything else. Don't think that anything is going to satisfy you. It won't. Later today, the children of the neighborhood are going to go around trick-or-treating. I saw a sign, they're going to do trick-or-treat. I know what it's like to be a child and to be given a piece of candy. It's great, piece of candy. But then you want another piece. Go to the next house, get another piece of candy. I want more candy. I want more than that. I never have enough candy. That's the way it is, because candy won't satisfy. So all these children going around picking up candy for Halloween, they'll be happy in a certain way, but it won't satisfy the deepest longing of their heart, because that deepest longing directs us to God. So we are the people that longs to see the face of God. Lord, this is the people that longs to see your face. We rejoice to belong to you, to have your Spirit dwell within us, to bear the fruit that you bring about by our following you. Lord, we praise you. We ask you to continue to draw us into deep communion with yourself.